Cada día con un tema distinto. Crazy Science, un viaje espacial, artes escénicas. Y mientras ellos aprenden inglés divirtiéndose, vosotros, papás y mamás, podréis seguir tranquilamente con vuestras obligaciones en esa semana sin cole. Horario de 9 de la mañana a 5 de la tarde con posibilidad de ampliación. Comenzamos la última semana de junio y podrás reservar las semanas que necesites hasta final de julio. Los Urban Camps tendrán lugar en diferentes colegios de la Comunidad de Madrid. Así podrás escoger el que mejor te venga. ¿A qué esperas? Llámanos al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupobaugan.com e infórmate de todas las opciones que te ofrecemos. Repito, 91-133-5833 o grupobaugan.com. Los Urban Camps de Vaughan.
Amigos, welcome back. Welcome back to the second half of the show with no name, or part three, whatever you prefer. Hey, it's up to you. Call it whatever you want. You could even call the show whatever you want. It doesn't have a name. Never has had a name. Does it need a name? Why categorize it? It's the show with no name. On Vaughn Radio. Welcome back, my amigos. Welcome back. Just a quick reminder, too. You've got tons of great programs on Vaughn Radio all throughout the day from 7 o'clock a.m. until 8:30 p.m. You got fresh new shows. Download our free app, and that's a way that you can make sure that you're not missing out on any of the amazing free content that you get every day. Also, remember, if you're looking for some materials, some resources for this summer to get into English, well, you can stop by our bookshop, which is the Vaughan Tienda, or really the Vaughan Tienda. It's VaughanTienda.com. Also, we have master's programs. Again, the new one which is out is the Midday Masters, which now you can get a master's from the comfort of your own home. We have group classes, private classes, anything you can possibly think of. My advice, call us, get a free level test, and see what to do after that. But we've got a million options for you. Doesn't matter what level you are. It doesn't really matter what your budget is, because we even have stuff that's free, such as the radio and all the content that we post. So if you want more information about anything, any of our offices, maybe you want to stop by, you can give us a call. It's 911-335-831. Again, it's 911-335-831. Or stop by our website, which is GrupoVaughan.com, or social media, or whatever. Hey, maybe if you send smoke signals, we'll get them. I highly doubt that. Eso es una forma. Apúntate esa. I highly doubt it, or I highly doubt that. All right, my amigos. Well, that said, we need to listen to our Say What soundbite here for the third time. So I want you guys to write down what you hear. Here we go.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. You know, I made 32 pictures or something like that. And at least 10 of them have been catastrophes from artistic and financial point of view. 10 of them have been, I think I made 10 pictures I can say this is good.
All right, there we go, guys. That was the third listen of today's Say What soundbite. But some of your classmates don't need another listen because they got it. Give it up for Kubla. All right, amigos. Great job. Remember, keep it up. Keep up that participation. And just one thing will come of it. You'll improve your English and you'll have fun and make friends. Wow. Sounds like a lot of different stuff all in one place. And that's Vaughn Radio. All right. Well, let's finish up our spelling bee because we have a lot of stuff to do. We were looking at eugenists, people who believe that, there are people that deserve to continue and others don't. And again, I'm simplifying this. There are books written on it. But as I said, I've never looked at it as a positive thing or in a positive light como decimos. The next person, a very famous person involved in eugenics, was George Bernard Shaw. And he talked about extensive use of a lethal chamber. Una cámara letal. Does this sound familiar? George Bernard Shaw, I was a fan of your plays. Yo era fan de tus obras de teatro. And I want to be honest with you. I'm not a fan of cancel culture at all. But George Bernard Shaw, I can't even say your name, and who cares? George Bernard Shaw, you're fired. You've been canceled. All right, so the next person on our list is none other than, I guess, one of the most famous politicians and prime ministers ever. And this is Winston Churchill. We spoke about him the other day. And what a fascinating figure he was. And, of course, well, if you're the prime minister during the Second World War, I mean, he must have been under a lot of pressure, let's put it that way. But, since his side, the Allies, Los Aliados, won, well, he'll always be remembered as the savior of Europe, him and the Allied forces. But he was huge into eugenics. He believed that only certain people should be able to continue the human race. And this way, and listen, I love the idea, the ultimate idea of let's eradicate diseases. Let's eradicate, deformations and things. But have you guys ever seen this before? That when people start breeding dogs, the ones that have more problems are the ones that are inbred, endogamos. I mean, just let's put it, I don't want to insult the royal family. I could get arrested. But these people are fucking, these people are fugly. Fugly is fucking ugly. And it's because they're sleeping with their cousins. So I get what you guys want to do, but I think in the end, you're creating more disease. You're creating more problems, by inbreeding. And inbreeding, I know in royal families, it's very popular. But since we don't have royal families in the United States, you know who does the inbreeding? The rednecks. You got to go down to West Virginia, man. It's funny that the inbreeding in the world is either royal families or rednecks. That's kind of interesting, isn't it? Somebody should write a book. Royal Families and Rednecks, A History of Inbreeding. All right. And the last person on today's list is Jacques Cousteau. Jacques Cousteau, the man who explored the world. He explored the depths of the ocean. He was an explorer. But he also believed that, and I quote, our society is turning towards more and needless consumption. I agree with that. It is a vicious circle that I compare to cancer. Should we eliminate suffering? Diseases? The idea is beautiful. I'm making him German-French, by the way. The idea is beautiful, but perhaps not a benefit for the long term. We should not allow our dread of diseases to endanger the future of our species. In order to stabilize world population, and I quote, this is where you should be paying attention now, we need to eliminate 350,000 people a day. Thanks, Jacques Cousteau. Thanks. Why don't we start with you? ¿Por qué no empezamos con, because you're a little bit short. Eras un poco bajete, ¿no? And, wow. Now, did any of these people, I know when I looked at this list of people and I realized that some of these people I actually looked up to. Yo admiraba alguno de estas personas, but now that I know this dark side, no thanks. Moving on, ladies and gentlemen, I think it's time for a flick, una peli. It's time for Name That Movie. Name That Movie.
Thank you.
right, amigos. That's right. It's Name That Movie only on the show with no name. Remember, movies are such a natural way to learn English. You know why? That's how we learn English. How did you learn Spanish? Well, yeah, your parents, school, and TV, movies, your friends, as we said before, by playing. So the TV, you know, our entertainment is a huge part of how we learn our own languages. So I think that's such an important element that we shouldn't overlook in the classroom when it comes time to learn language. We say, well, where do native speakers learn it? Sure, from their parents. They learn it from school. Sure. But they learn it from listening and hearing and repeating and, you know, like little parrots. Believe me, I know it with my daughter. All right, here we go. I'm going to give you today's trailer, and then we'll go through the scene. Let's see if you guys can figure out the name of today's movie. And remember, use a full sentence. Y es tan fácil como, en vez de decir Forrest Gump, decir it's Forrest Gump. Okay? Eso está. Y punto. Al final. It's, you know, not too difficult. Here we go. Travis Henderson, an aimless drifter who has been missing for 4 years, wanders out of the desert and must reconnect with society, himself, his life, and his family. Okay, so, Google, who's Travis Henderson? Hombre, nombre es clave ahí, ¿no? Travis Henderson, an aimless drifter. Buenísimas palabras. So, aim, we said before, is una meta. So if you're aimless, sin objetivo, sin dirección, aimless, aim, como apuntar también. Ready? Aim? Fire! Right? Aim. Meta. Hemos visto la palabra antes, right? An aimless drifter. And to drift is ir a la deriva. So if you are a drifter, you're a person who's just... here it says vagabundo, somebody who wanders around, okay? So great words so far. An aimless drifter who has been missing. Missing, lo sabéis de los carteles estos, ¿no? Se busca, missing. Nosotros decimos que se echa en falta, que no está. Missing for 4 years. He wanders, and wander es deambular. He wanders out of the desert and must reconnect. Reconectar with society. Vamos a pronunciar esa palabra juntos, por favor. With society, porque it's a difficult one. Society, society, himself, el mismo, his life, and his family. All right, and we've got some winners over here, my amigos. Give it up for Chris Valrol, Kubla, Jason Jai, and Napa. Great job. Great job. The movie is Paris, Texas. And I like how Chris used our flick, nuestra peli, is Paris, Texas. Great. Okay, well, let's take a look then at the scene. Now, this is a movie that came out in 1984. If you haven't seen it, it really is a good movie. It stars Harry Dean Stanton, Natasha Kinski, and Dean Stockwell. And this movie, it's interesting. You probably haven't seen it in... Well, I'll guarantee, maybe I'm wrong, but I guarantee nobody here who's in the group right now has seen this movie in a movie theater in Spain. Why? Well, when they re-released this movie, they only had it in three theaters. Tres, remember, for us, a theater is donde pones obras de teatro o un cine. So, del contexto vas a ver. So, it was only in three theaters. Y si lo piensas, espera un segundo. ¿Dónde se ponían cuando las pantallas? Pues en los teatros, cuando no había una obra. So it kind of makes sense, right? That's why they were so beautiful, so grandiose, our movie theaters back in the day. So only three theaters in Madrid, Conde Duque, Verdi, and in Barcelona, Verdi. So two in Madrid, three in all of Spain. And it was only projected one day in its subtitled version. All right, so let's take a look at this movie. Jane Henderson says, she stutters, tartamudea. She stutters and says, I used to make long speeches to you after you left. Antes hacía unos discursos muy largos para ti cuando ya después de que te fuiste, right? After you left. I used to talk to you all the time, even though I was alone. O sea, hablaba conmigo mismo, pero como si fueras tú. I walked around for months. To walk around, to wander, deambular, andar, dar vueltas. I walked around for months talking to you. Now, I don't know what to say. No sé qué decir. It was easier when I just imagined you. Era mucho más fácil cuando te imaginaba. I even imagined you talking back to me. And to talk back to somebody is contestar, en el sentido bueno y malo. Yakety yak, don't talk back. No me contestes, don't talk back, right? Pero en este caso, ¿cómo contestar tranquilamente? And now I don't know what to say. It was easier when I just imagined you. I even imagined you talking back to me. We'd have, we would have. Esto es interesante, el would este. We would have es cuando hablamos del pasado. Muchas veces usamos este would para decir, ah, oh, right? We would have long conversations. The two of us. Ah, esa lo sabías. Both of us. Not all of us, porque solo hay dos. The two of us. Both of us. It was almost like you were there. Era casi como si estuvieras ahí. I could hear you. Te oía. I could see you. Te veía. I could smell you. I could hear your voice. Sometimes, your voice would wake me up. Tu voz me despertaría. It would wake me up in the middle of the night, just like you were in the room with me. Then, it slowly faded. Si trabajáis con audio, un fade es cuando baja lentamente. So, think of the word, right? Fade. Interesting. It slowly, desvanecer, I think you say. Then, it slowly faded. I couldn't picture you anymore. Y dices, picture, pero ¿cómo que picture? Picture es foto. Yeah, pero también picture es imaginar. Picture this. Imagínate esto. I pictured you different. Me imaginé de ti diferente. O sea, picture. También imaginar. Okay, podría ser un double trouble perfectamente. So, I couldn't picture you anymore. I tried to talk out loud to you like I used to, but there was nothing there. Pero no había nada ahí. I couldn't hear you. No te oía. Acuérdate, hear, heard, heard. Then, I just gave it up, right? Me di por vencida. I just gave it up. Everything stopped. Todo se frenó. Todo se detuvo. You just disappeared. Acuérdate, otra forma de decir disappear, más poético, vanish. ¿Te suena de un producto de limpieza? That makes stains vanish. Hace que las manchas desaparezcan. Get out of here. That's un nombre que tiene sentido. And now, I'm working here. Y ahora estoy trabajando aquí. I hear your voice all the time. Oigo tu voz a todo momento. Every man has your voice. And Harry Dean Stanton, who played the lead, el principal, very famous actor, he's been in so many movies. This is his own favorite film, in his own filmography of many, 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 many movies. This is his favorite. So if an artist says this is my favorite, you should see it. Okay. Also, Kurt Cobain from Nirvana said that this was his favorite movie of all time. So there's no doubt that this movie reached or hit a lot of people. Llegó a mucha gente. If you haven't seen it, it's called Paris, Texas, and it's a classic, 1984, a pretty modern classic, starring Harry Dean Stanton. All right, it's time to move on, though, my amigos, to a section where we look at words that tend to be tricky. It's homophones.
Homophones, homophones on the show with no name. It's homophones time, 'cause homophones rhyme. They sound the same on the show with no name. The show with no name. Homophones on the show with no name. 'Cause homophones time, 'cause homophones rhyme. They sound the same on the show with no name.
right, my amigos. It's Homophones, only on the show with no name. And remember, this is where you get two words in Spanish, and I want you to tell me what the words are in English. But that's not it. I also want you to tell me if the two words in question sound exactly the same or not. Okay, so the first word here is a strange word. It's similar, though, in Spanish. Lacayo, a servant. Sirviente, right? Lacayo would be the first word. Okay, lacayo. Cuando lo vi, digo, bueno, es parecido a la palabra en inglés. And the second word is afortunado. All right, so what are those two words? And do those two words sound the same? De hecho, podemos ponerlos en una frase. Ese lacayo es afortunado. Bueno, that's a weird sentence. Really? okay, let's see. Kubla says it's and and they're not homophones. Interesting. All right, those are the two words, so good job, Kubla. I'm curious to see what the rest of the students have to say about these two words. Again, lacayo. Y lo decimos muchas veces, ¿qué te crees? Que soy tu lacayo, estoy aquí tu sirviente, ¿no? So, and we'll look at synonyms for this in a moment, right? Because you can say the word servant. I'm not your servant. I don't work for you, okay? But this is another way to say it. And again, the second word is afortunado. Que he oído mucha gente decir Lucky. ¿No? Lucky Luke? Okay. Pues no se dice así, por favor, no. Lemura says the two words are and and they don't sound alike. All right, so you agree with Kubla. Jason Jai says the words are and they don't sound alike. Nata says the words are not homophones. Vamos a decirlas. That lackey is pretty lucky. They aren't homophones. So great job to all of you guys who said that they aren't. They're similar, but they're worlds apart. So great job. The first one, again, is lacayo, lackey. And the next one is lucky, lucky. So, vamos a decirlo otra vez, esa frase. That lackey, vamos a decirlo con el inverso. That lackey is unlucky, right? Para mirar, muchos sabéis la palabra lucky, pues unlucky es el inverso. Okay, so unlucky versus lucky. There's another little trick that you guys can do as well, I highly recommend, and that is to, when you get a word, see if it has an antonym, because we talk a lot about synonyms here on the show, but sometimes it's good to look at antonyms as well, my amigos. So that said, we've got to move on to a section where we look at other tricky words. It's called Double Trouble.
Double Trouble, baby. Yeah, you know what time it is. Give it up.
That's right, my amigos. It's Double Trouble, only on the show with no name. And remember, it's lackey. And the other one's lucky. Si no lo habéis dicho en voz alta, ¿por qué no? Why not? Okay, well, let's do it. So you're lucky. Ahí tienes otra. You're lucky you aren't a lackey. You aren't an ah. Right? Cuando nos confundimos, quitamos el resto de la palabra y nos quedemos solo con el sonido vocal. Okay? Awesome. Angel says, eres el mejor, hermano. Buen profe. Thank you. I really appreciate that. Thank you very much. All right. Well, we've got to look at today's double trouble. Now, don't give me the answer yet, because we just have about a minute and I don't want to miss any of your answers. We'll take a look at your answers in the fourth and final part of the show, where we look at famous birthdays. We'll reveal the Say What soundbite, plus we've got jokes and so much more, as you guys know. So give me this in the fourth and final part. Remember, like in every part of the show, I want full sentences and I want it to be grammatically correct as well. All right? You copy? Excellent. Mi mejor amigo va a ser el padrino en mi boda. Mi mejor amigo va a ser el padrino en mi boda. Guys, we'll take a look at the answer to that and much more in the fourth and final part of today's show. So, stick around.
¿Quieres apuntarte a un curso de inglés y no sabes cuál escoger? ¿Por qué no probar nuestro curso trimestral de Vaughan? Son solo 3 meses, no pierdes nada y te aseguramos que vas a ganar mucho. 3 meses en los que podrás ver cuál es tu nivel real de inglés. 3 meses en los que trabajarás tu listening y speaking en todo momento. 3 meses en los que subirás ese nivel tanto que, pues, que querrás otros 3 meses y otros 3. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Vaughan. Si tienes alguna duda o necesitas información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833. Repito, 91-133-5833. Dispara tu carrera profesional con un Máster Vaughan. Dominarás el inglés oral en situaciones cotidianas y profesionales. Aprenderás a escribir correctamente textos y cartas de negocios en perfecto inglés y transmitirás una imagen de profesionalidad. El Máster incluye 1 o 2 inmersiones lingüísticas en Vaughan Town, donde practicarás lo aprendido en el Máster con angloparlantes nativos de todas partes del mundo. Puedes hacerlo a tiempo completo o a tiempo parcial. Tú eliges la que más te convenga. La versión completa se realiza por videoconferencia e incluye más de 900 horas de inglés y 2 inmersiones en Vaughan Town. La versión parcial se realiza también por videoconferencia o, si lo prefieres, de manera presencial en nuestros centros de Madrid, Barcelona, Valencia y Zaragoza, e incluye más de 500 horas de inglés y 1 inmersión en Vaughan Town. Todo, por supuesto, en un entorno seguro, cumpliendo todas las medidas de higiene y distanciamiento social. Te estamos ofreciendo el mejor programa de inglés del mercado. Tú decides. Máster en inglés profesional. Para más información, grupovaughan.com. Si tienes hijos entre 4 y 14 años y vives en Madrid, esto te interesa. Este año vuelven los Urban Camps. En los Urban Camps, tus hijos hablarán inglés durante todo el día, sin dar una sola hora de aburridas clases. Aprenderán con juegos y talleres diseñados por nuestro equipo de profesores Vaughan. Cada día con un tema distinto. Crazy Science, un viaje espacial, artes escénicas. Y mientras ellos aprenden inglés divirtiéndose, vosotros, papás y mamás, podréis seguir tranquilamente con vuestras obligaciones en esas semanas sin cole. Horario de 9 de la mañana a 5 de la tarde con posibilidad de ampliación. Comenzamos la última semana de junio y podrás reservar las semanas que necesites hasta final de julio. Los Urban Camps tendrán lugar en diferentes colegios de la Comunidad de Madrid. Así podrás escoger el que mejor te venga. ¿A qué esperas? Llámanos al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate de todas las opciones que te ofrecemos. Repito, 91-133-5833 o grupovaughan.com. Los Urban Camps de Vaughan.
Hey, have you heard about our trimestrales? No? Well, let me tell you all about them. The program lasts 3 months. Eso es, dura 3 meses. Many different timetables to choose from. From Monday to Friday, Saturdays in the morning. And you'll have plenty of homework. And your teacher will correct your homework and check it to make sure you're making progress. Find out more now. Our trimestrales at Vaughan. Small groups, only 4 to 6 students per class, and the class is focused on speaking and using the language. Contact us and find out about trimestrales with one of our dynamic Vaughan teachers. You won't regret it. No te arrepentirás. More information at grupovaughan.com.
Pásate a vernos a la tienda de Vaughan.
Sí, ya está abierta.
Ven y nosotros te asesoraremos con el material que te pueda ayudar a mejorar tu inglés. Con libros especializados en speaking, listening, grammar, vocabulary. Si quieres, te podemos hacer directamente un plan de estudio para que lo puedas hacer en tu casa. Y mejorar esas pequeñas cositas del inglés que tanto te cuestan con los mejores libros de enseñanza de inglés del mercado. No, no exageramos. Tenemos los mejores libros. Ven a comprobarlo a la tienda de Vaughan. Estamos en Madrid, en la calle Orense 75, esquina con Sor Ángela de la Cruz. De lunes a jueves de 10 a 6 y media y los viernes hasta las 5 y media. Y si vives fuera de Madrid o prefieres contactar con nosotros por teléfono, llámanos al 91-445-5844. La tienda Vaughan. Te asesoramos en lo que necesites.
Hey, amigos, welcome back. Welcome back to the Show with No Name 2.0 on Vaughn Radio and Vaughn's Instagram. Don't forget, we got tons of live shows on Twitch, too. I believe Kyle Miller's Drive Time is on Twitch. You can also get the Lunchtime Show with Rob Grams and Andrea Vaughn. Tons of reasons to keep it locked here at Vaughn Radio. Remember, we've got an app. It's free. And all our programming goes through the app. So that's the best way to make sure you never miss a beat. No te pierdes ni una. All right, guys. Welcome back. Welcome back. We're here for the last 26 minutes. Can you believe it? I mean, I feel like I sat down here just a minute ago and started doing the spelling bee and all that stuff. And here we are, like, saying, I hope we have time to get everything done that we need to get done. So instead of me going on and on and on and on, let's get back into it. All right, let's hear our Say What soundbite for the fourth and final time. Guys, write down what you hear.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. You know, I made 32 pictures or something like that. And at least 10 of them have been catastrophes from artistical and financial point of view. 10 of them have been, I think I made 10 pictures I can say this is good.
All right, guys, that was the last listen. Now, we'll see if anybody else can get it. I believe Kubla is the only one who got it so far. And speaking of, it seems like you're the first one to get today's double trouble. And Born to Iron Man is right on your heels. Le tienes justo detrás. Let's see, because this is a technicality here. You say tecnicismo es algo muy pequeño aquí, a nuance. So the translation was, mi mejor amigo va a ser el padrino en mi boda. Kubla says, my best friend, muy bien. También se dice bestie hoy en día, my best friend or my BFF, my best friend forever. Is going to be, hasta ahora vamos bien, my best friend is going to be the best man, muy bien, the best man is, you say, el padrino, vamos, el testigo, ¿no? El que está pegado al novio, the groom, siendo el novio, groom. So the groom's buddy, that person is the best man, usually, okay? Then the bride has what you would call the maid of honor, or matron of honor if she's married. So those are like the two main roles besides the bride and the groom, obviously, and the parents. They're usually very important in a wedding as well. So Kubla says, my best friend is going to be the best man at my wedding. It's perfect. I love it. It's correct. Now, I want to see if anybody else got the other one I'm looking for. Born to Iron Man says, my best friend is going to be my best man in my wedding. Aha! You guys are great. I love it because you just pointed out what I wanted to point out. So thank you, my awesome assistants. So at my wedding is en mi boda. In my wedding is en lo que es la ceremonia. Okay, so I've been at many, many weddings in my day. Ahora, en este caso valen los dos, porque en lo que va a ser mi boda va a ser ahí, or in my wedding, en lo que es la ceremonia. So both, I'll accept both of them. Both of you guys are right. So I just want to explain the nuance, the difference, okay? So if I told you I was in many weddings, that means I participated. That means I broke a shame. I made a toast. I read from the Bible. I sang a song. I did something. I was an usher, acomodador. That's another role. So I had to carry out, desempeñar, I think you say, o empeñar. I had to carry out, llevar a cabo, a role. That's being in a wedding. That means you're involved. It means you had to talk to them before and figure out some things. That's why we have rehearsal. So here's a good way to know if you're in the wedding. Did you get an invitation to the rehearsal dinner? Because if you didn't, you're not in the wedding. Usually the rehearsal dinner is the day or the night before when they're just going through what's going to happen the next day. And then, well, everybody gets together who was there. So that's to be in a wedding. Now, I've been at hundreds of weddings. I've only been in, I would say, about 15 or 20 weddings total. So, to be in a wedding, to be at a wedding. Now, con la ópera, I always remember a story. I asked one of my students, I said, Maria, what did you get up to this weekend? ¿Qué hiciste este fin de semana? And she said, yeah, I was in the opera. And I said to her, wow. I said, Maria, you never told me that you were an opera singer. I mean, that's awesome. It's remarkable. And she goes, no, I didn't sing. I was in the opera. I'm like, well, if you're in the opera, you're a singer. If you're at the opera, what does that mean? You're in the audience. Okay, so sometimes that in and at can be very, very difficult. I had a student tell me once, too. I said, Yolanda, where are you? ¿Dónde estás? And she said, I'm on the Corte Inglés. And I said, get off the roof. Quítate de la azotea. What are you doing? ¿Qué haces encima del Corte Inglés? So, prepositions. Pesky. Pesky es molesto. Pesky prepositions, man. Those two little letters can throw you off and can change the meaning so much. So, to be in a wedding versus to be at a wedding. To be in the opera as opposed to being at the opera. Okay? Just a couple examples. Again, are there exceptions? This is English. Of course there are exceptions. So, my best friend is going to be the best man in my wedding. Today's double trouble. All right, guys, well, let's move on. One thing that you hear at weddings, especially if you're a best man, is a little joke. You want to bring a little humor into it, right? So when the best man is making a speech, well, I think he or she, well, he in this case, wants to sprinkle, esparcir, meter, to sprinkle some jokes in there, you know, to get people in a good mood as they make a toast, hacer un brindis. So let's see if this joke in today's Your Joking section is appropriate for weddings. It's time for Your Joking.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, what did the guy say when he walked into the bar? Ouch. Ouch. You get it? Ouch. He walked into the bar.
You're joking.
That's right, amigos. You're joking. This is where we learn some jokes. Remember, there are tons of great accounts on Twitter, on Instagram, Facebook that, I mean, all they do is tell jokes all day. So, and there's a lot of them. I think one of my favorite ones is called Dad Jokes. Pero no se llama así exactamente. I don't remember the exact name, but it's like Dad Jokes for You or something strange like that. But Dad Jokes, gotta love them. Usually Dad Jokes are like clean jokes. Son chiste, they're not dirty jokes, right? That's corny, you know, very simple, funny word, plays on words, pun jokes. Those are dad jokes. So you can find them all over the internet. But if you follow some accounts, well, every day you can get additional jokes, because here I give you a joke every day. But you can get additional jokes to see if you get them. Okay? So, you know what? I forgot to tell you guys. Recently, I decided to replace my bed with a trampoline. Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, I was sick of my bed. estaba harto de la cama. I was sick of it, you know. And so I decided it was time to get rid of it, deshacerme de ello. So what did I do? I got rid of my mattress and my box spring and the bed, and I put it out. You know, of course, it was the right day of the week. We recycled it and everything. And I replaced it with a trampoline. Now, be careful with the word trampoline here, because this is a false friend. A trampoline in English. What is a trampoline? It's una cama elástica. A trampoline in Spanish is a diving board. La misma idea. Boing, boing, boing. Pero uno vas a la pista y otra pues al aire. So just be careful with that one. So now that you guys know all the vocabulary, I replaced my bed with a trampoline. And you know what happened when my wife found out? Cuando se enteró mi mujer, oh man, she hit the roof. She hit the roof. She hit the roof. You get it? Boing. Okay. The crickets like it. The crickets like my joke. So when my wife found out, cuando se enteró mi mujer, when my wife found out that I replaced our bed with a trampoline, she hit the roof. ¿Pegó a la azotea? Bueno, sí, ¿no? Si es una cama elástica, psh, oh, golpeó la the roof, perdona. The roof is, well, the ceiling es la parte de dentro. Siempre me lío en español con estas dos. So ceiling, techo, azotea, roof. Okay, so she hit the roof. Dio a la azotea, el techo. Bueno, la azotea es el chiste. ¿Pero por qué? Porque la expresión to hit the roof in English is to get extremely angry. Piensa, como un cohete, ¿no? Oh, I remember my mom saying, oh, man. When your dad finds out that you failed that test, cuando te enteraste que tu, cuando tu padre se entera que no aprobaste ese examen, he's gonna hit the roof. Otra forma de decirlo, he's gonna go ballistic. Aquí pone estallar en cólera. Wow, I didn't know that one. Ponerse como loco, perder los estribos, which would be to lose one's temper. Is another way to say that as well. Ponerse furioso. Another way, to see red. Pero ¿cuántas formas quieres de decir eso? To hit the roof. Do you guys get it? I see a lot of people are laughing here. I just don't know if it's a pity laugh or you really thought it was funny. Well, either way, you just learned a lot of different ways to say to get extremely angry. All right, guys? So even if the jokes aren't good, well, at least you're learning some vocabulary, or perhaps you're reviewing some vocabulary. And that's something worth celebrating. And speaking of celebrations, why don't we do today's famous birthday trivia? Right, amigos, that's right, it's famous birthdays only on the show with no name, and time is winding down, disminuyendo poco a poco, but don't worry, the party is not over, it's just getting started, and just remember, after today's show, you've got the lovely, one-of-a-kind Ximena Holliday and her lovely London accent, so don't miss her, don't miss her at all. All right, that is every day, right after this show. It's at 12:30 p.m., and it's called Test Your English with the lovely Ximena. Now, if I did a good job, then I'm sure Ximena will commend me, but I do what I can. But that's something interesting. Ximena and other British colleagues of mine and friends, we always imitate each other. Like when Ximena sees me, she's like, oh, like, oh my God, like, how are you? I'm like, I don't sound like that. Not all Americans sound like that. And I'm like, hello, good lady, how are you? And she's like, do I really sound like this? So we have a tendency to exaggerate each other's accents. Like, oh my God, I'm like American, woohoo! I'm like, not everybody does that. And she's like, well, not every British person goes, yeah, it's lovely. You know, so, hey, have fun. Play. My dad knows who Ximena is. She's, again, what are we doing when we do accents, when we're trying to improve our accents, our diction? We're imitating, right, what we hear, right? So the first person in today's famous birthday trivia was born in 1926. He passed away in 2017. But for six decades, he was an actor, musician, and singer. He's been in such classic movies as Cool Hand Luke, Dillinger, The Godfather Part II, Alien, Escape from New York, Paris, Texas. You guys know Paris, Texas? Oh, of course you know Paris, Texas. That was today's Name That Movie. Well, this is a movie that he is the lead in. So, did I mention this guy's name before? Yes. Yes, indeed. I mentioned his name earlier. But even recently, more recently, you know, he was in The Green Mile. He was in Alpha Dog, which if you haven't seen that movie, it's a really good movie. And so much more. He's the kind of actor that you might not know his name, but the moment you see him, you're like, este tío de toda la vida. That's that guy. All right. Number two, this guy was born in 1912. An American singer, songwriter, and guitarist. That's a long time ago. 1912. He died in 1967. And he was one of the most significant figures in American folk music. And he really was an advocate, para usar esta palabra, un defensor, of human rights. For all people. And he wrote some songs which are interesting because I thought they were songs that were patriotic, but they're actually not, which is crazy. They were more of a protest, like, you know, Bruce Springsteen's Born in the USA. I was born in the USA now. And, well, that song's a protest. That song is anti-USA, anti-Vietnam War, not anti-USA, I'm sorry. It's anti some policies. They're not against their country, really, but against certain policies or politicians. And that's being a real patriot. I think a real patriot doesn't just say, this is my country, I love it. A real patriot says, okay, this is my country, who's in charge? I don't know if I want these people in charge here. These people don't have good intentions for my country, not just blindly following politicians. Because I've got news for you. None of them have your best interest in mind. FYI. So he did This Land Is Your Land. And this song was, he saw that, you know, that big companies and these big conglomerates were starting to take over the fabric of the United States. And he wrote, this land is your land, from the Texas highways to New York Islands and Arizona. This is a song my whole life I thought was, I mean, it's a beautiful song. It talks about the United States, but there's protest behind it. And I guess that's why this guy inspired Bob Dylan and so many other artists. But just think, the guy who inspired Bob Dylan. I mean, that's a really important guy. And last but not least, speaking of masters at what they do, a Swedish director, producer, and screenwriter. He died in 2007. But some of his films you might recognize are The Seventh Seal, Persona, Fanny and Alexander. And if you haven't seen any of those or his collection of many, many films, you should check him out. And folks, it looks like we have a winner here. I want you to give a nice round of applause for your classmate, Chris Valroy. Excellent. Also born to Iron Man, coming in right after. Good job, guys. All right, today's famous birthdays. Harry Dean Stanton, number one. Number two, Woody Guthrie. And number three, Ingmar Bergman. The amazing director Ingmar Bergman. And that brings us over to today's Say What soundbite. This is Ingmar Bergman. So those of you who said it was a non-native speaker, right on. Good job. Swedish. He speaks very well, but he's from Sweden. Okay, so he says in the Say What soundbite, you know, I've made 32 pictures or something. I've made 32 pictures. En este caso, pictures, antes se decía, en vez de movies, se decía pictures. Mi abuelo decía pictures. Oh, I like that new picture with Martin Scorsese, right? Picture, picture. But now it's more common to call it a movie, and a picture is more una foto, right? So, you know, I made 32 pictures or something like that. And at least 10 of them have been catastrophes, which is weird, because we would say catastrophes or catastrophic. Entonces, no sé lo que ha hecho ahí con esa palabra. It was a catastrophe or adjetivo. It was catastrophic. And he goes, at least 10 of them have been catastrophic from artistic and financial point of view. 10 of them have been. 10 han sido. And he goes, I think I made 10 pictures. I can say, this is good. O sea, que he hecho de todas las películas, 32 que hacía en ese momento, que ya tenía hecho, solo 10 diría él, que eran realmente buenas. So that's talking about being, you know, being able to self-critique, auto-criticar. And that's the mark of an artist, in my opinion, somebody who says, oh, it's good, but my next movie, I want to do something different. I want to learn from it. And that's the life of a student, like you guys, like me. That's one thing we all have in common. We're all students. And it seemed like Ingmar Bergman, being a pro, being a master, was still just a student. So let's listen to the birthday boy.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. You know, I made 32 pictures or something like that. And at least 10 of them have been catastrophes from artistic and financial point of view. 10 of them have been, I think I made 10 pictures I can say this is good.
All right, guys, there you go. Ingmar Bergman. And now it's time for our final section of today. Name that lyric.
Hi, hello, Alberto. I think the song is... No? Sorry, bye.
Name that lyric. Name that lyric. Name that lyric. Name that lyric. Only on the show with no name. The show with no name. The show with no name. Name that lyric. Only on the show with no name. The show with no name. The show with no name. It's name that lyric. Only on the show with no name.
That's right, amigos. That's right. It's Name That Lyric, only on the show with no name. Oh, and thanks for the correction. Somebody said it was 72 pictures. I had a typo. See? Even the teacher makes mistakes. Thanks for the correction, guys. 72 pictures, not 32. It's a big difference there. We're talking about 40 movies. I just took 40 movies off the guy's resume. Le quité 40 películas del currículum. Sorry, Ingmar. And on your birthday, what a bad guy I am. All right, well, folks, it's time for Name That Lyric.
Hi, hello, Alberto. I think the song is... No? Sorry, bye.
Name that lyric. Name that lyric. Name that lyric. Name that lyric. Only on the show with no name. The show with no name. The show with no name.
And I think I just played the jingle twice, guys. This is what happens. Like, when I have to focus on, like, the jingles and then I'm reading your comments, I can't do anything. Yeah, I'm not an octopus, guys. Sorry. All right, well, here's today's Name That Lyric. And let's see if you can figure out the name of the song and the name of the artist as we wrap up. Mientras acabamos el programa de hoy. Esta tierra es mía. Esta tierra es tuya. De California a la isla de Nueva York. Desde los bosques de secoya, the redwood forest, hasta las aguas de la corriente del golfo. Esta tierra estaba hecha para tú, para ti y para mí. Mientras anduve por esa autovía de lazos.
I don't have to go on any further because it seems like we have got ourselves some winners over here. Give it up for Jason Jai and Chris Valrol. Nice job. It's birthday boy Woody Guthrie and his song, This Land Is Your Land, This Land Is My Land, from California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me. So that's what he's saying. This land isn't just for the people who are, you know, moving money and running business, but this land is for everyone. So Woody Guthrie, what a great song. If you haven't heard it before, this is a song I grew up listening to and thinking was quite patriotic. And it is in a certain way because he's talking about how beautiful the country is. He just doesn't agree with the policies. All right, guys, here it is, Woody Guthrie, and This Land Is Your Land.
This land is your land, and this land is my land, from California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters.